Between 2010 and 2030, the population of Greater Boston is expected to grow by 10.5%. In the same period, a sizable jump in workers between the ages of 25 and 44 is expected, along with a much bigger jump in people over the age of 64. An economic report out this morning by researchers at Northeastern University concludes this area will require some major infrastructure improvements to support that growing population. With us this morning to talk about this is one of the authors of the report, Northeastern University Professor of Political Economy, Barry Bluestone. Good morning, Barry. Welcome back to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Before we get into the findings, let me ask you, first of all, about the importance of this report, because it is the first comprehensive report of all this data.
Indeed, a better city here in Boston asked us, the Dukakis Center, to take a look at all of our infrastructure needs, not just transportation, but water, sewer, electricity, gas, the airport, the seaport, even hiking trails. And so this is the first time, I think, that anyone has looked at all of it comprehensively over a 15-year period. You know, 15 years ago, when the Dukakis Center was founded, we were asked by the Boston Archdiocese and the Boston Chamber of Commerce to prepare a report on housing. We prepared that report and it said we warned that over the next 15 years, if we didn't build more housing, we were going to face a real affordable housing crisis. Now, 15 years later, we're turning our attention to the infrastructure and we're saying pretty much the same thing. To maintain our population, to maintain our economic prosperity, we have to double down on our infrastructure investments. We have to figure out how we're going to become more efficient at the use of energy. We're going to have to think about ways that we can also conserve energy, conserve water in order to meet our needs.
All right, let's talk about a couple of the findings. You note that 37% of state roads in Massachusetts right now are rated in fair or poor conditions, and we have more traffic coming.
Exactly. We start with some real deficits in our road system, obviously on the T. We only have about 69-70% of our bridges fully functioning. So we have deficits to make up right now, and everybody who's on the highways, everybody who's using the T knows that. But beyond that, because we've been so successful at attracting people to come to Greater Boston, so successful at building our economy, that we need to build infrastructure parallel with it. In the past, we've done that. You can go all the way back to the filling of Back Bay or the building of the Tobin Bridge or Route 128. We made the investments by planning ahead that would make the economy of Greater Boston prosperous. We need to do that again today.
The report predicts a 5% increase in vehicles on Greater Boston roadways and highways by the year 2030. Are more serious efforts needed to encourage the use of public transportation in order to accommodate that?
Absolutely. We project that there'll be about 117,000 additional daily commuters during rush hour. About 60% of them using autos or trucks to get to work, another 23% on our public transit from the Green Line to the Red Line, the Orange Line, commuter rail. And the fact is we're going to need to increase our access to public transit because increasing our highway system is not an option at this point. One of the things we need to do is to figure out how we can have people use, let's say, commuter rail to get to work, but then how do they get that last mile from the commuter rail station to their place of employment? Do we look to Uber and Bridge, Lyft, other private and public sector answers to that question?
All right, let's move off transportation and onto something a little more basic, energy and water. The report expects a 17% increase in demand for power, 13% increase in demand for water. Can we handle that?
We can if we plan for it now. So the real question is where do we get the kind of consistent power we need, particularly to meet peak load demands, let's say in the middle of the summer? Quebec Hydro is an option we should be looking at for increases in wind and solar. Otherwise, we're going to have to rely exclusively on increasing natural gas, which we may need anyway. But what we need to do is diversify our generating sources and make sure we can get the power to the homes and businesses that need it.
Can conservation handle that increase, though, alone?
We've already had some pretty good conservation, but with the population growth and economic growth that we're projecting, a 17% growth even if we were to cut that in half, we still have to 8.5-9% growth in energy demand that we're going to have to meet other than through conservation.
The wild card noted throughout the report is the rise in sea level coming through climate change. What has to be done in the next 15 years to prepare for that even further down the road?
Well, you have sea level rise and you also have storm surge, like we saw Sandy in New York. We need to make Boston and the area around Greater Boston resilient to that sea level rise. That's going to take a tremendous amount of investment, both from the public sector and the private sector. If for no other reason to keep our tunnels from flooding and our T from being inoperable because of flooding. So that's going to be on top of all the needs we have for transportation, energy, water. We need to pay attention to that and work on it now.
The price tag on all of this has to run in the billions and billions. Where does the money come from, do you think?
Certainly it's going to be billions and billions. One of the places it will come from is our growth in our population, our growth in our labor force, our growth in industry will add to our tax revenue. And so we need to make sure that we use some of that revenue, a good part of that revenue, for these infrastructure needs. Some of it is going to have to come from the private sector. We're going to have to figure out new forms of private-public partnerships to make sure we have the infrastructure for both residents and businesses.
Barry Bluestone, thanks very much for coming in this morning. Always good to see you.
Pleasure to be here.
Barry Bluestone is professor of public policy at Northeastern University and co-author of the new report titled State of the Built Environment, Greater Boston's Infrastructure, a report released this morning by the group A Better City. The other co-authors are James Husey and Catherine Tumber.